An observer of the nation's schools for the past decade, New York Times education writer Gene Meroff, doesn't like what he sees. If the schools are failing, says Meroff, don't blame the kids, the title of his new book, which accuses society of expecting too much from the schools.
Society has asked the schools to take on all sorts of tasks that other agencies aren't willing to assume, to take on the burden of desegregation, of handling the handicapped, of taking care of bilingual needs, of making sure the children have inoculations that they need when the parents don't provide them.
In fact, says Meroff, there often appears to be nowhere but the schools to carry out society's mandates.
No other agency in society is often willing to take on some of these tasks, and they have to be imposed in the school or they don't get done, just like some of the nutritional needs. If children aren't getting proper nutrition at home, if the schools don't handle this, it's likely not to happen at all.
And Meroff suggests that the integration of housing would be more desirable than expecting the schools to enforce desegregation.
Desegregation and integration of society racially is a desirable goal, and as a matter of fact, it's the law. But the schools are the agency that is being asked to carry the burden of this.
Or prayer, says Meroff. Why should the schools be expected to impose the religious beliefs of some? Gene Meroff, education writer for the New York Times. I'm Don Swaim.
Cut number 19.
New York Times education writer Gene Meroff suggests that social reform be left to agencies other than the public schools. In his book, Don't Blame the Kids, Meroff charges, for example, that it is unfair to expect the schools to decide the philosophical controversy over bilingual education.
The schools have been left to try to reconcile this and to try to deal with these two sides. The one side that wants a maintenance program of let's promote a Spanish culture and a Spanish consciousness, and the other side that says, no, let's not. Let's have a transitional program that gets them into the American culture as quickly as possible.
As for minimum competency tests, Meroff describes them as a farce and unfair.
Child reaches high school, gets up to about the 11th or 12th grade, and he or she is tested, and all of a sudden the school district tells this child, well, you haven't learned what we think you ought to learn, so we're not going to let you have a diploma.
Meroff says tests for minimum competency should be done in the early grades, and he says there's no reason for inner-city schools not to be on a par with suburban schools, provided
the whole focus has to be on reaching the kids in the very early grades, because once they get into the secondary schools in the inner city, if they haven't been reached in the early grades, indeed, there is a situation that's violence prone because there are kids who are exasperated, frustrated, who can't function at grade level.
Gene Meroff, education writer for the New York Times, who says, if the nation's schools fail, don't blame the kids. I'm Don Swaim.